Telehealth Associates released a video on August 1st to publicly speak out on how their low wages are impacting the retention of the 811 workers. Telehealth Associates in Nova Scotia are amongst the lowest paid healthcare workers in Canada. The 17 associates currently working for telehealth are the first point of contact for Nova Scotians looking for around-the-clock medical advice. The Nova Scotia Government and General Employees Union's Vice President, Hugh Giles, spoke with CKDU about the need to reopen their current contract to address the low wages telehealth workers are facing in order to retain the skilled nurses working for the service.
Telehealth associates, they take phone calls across the province. People call the 811 number, and they can take names for the doctor registry, but they can also speak if you need to speak with a nurse, depending on what they have to say, they can transfer you over to a nurse. And if it's an emergency, they can transfer you to 911. So they do a variety of taking calls in and making sure that they go to the appropriate place.
Right. And how does the current wait list for a family doctor in Nova Scotia put a strain on this line?
Well, there's a lot of people that don't have doctors, so they're calling to get on the registry. And the province is encouraging, virtual care. So these are the folks that are taking the calls, taking your names, and putting you on the list, as well as other lines of work. So, the biggest problem is with the telehealth, they're amongst the lowest paid healthcare workers in Canada. And it's hard to keep people working there for $18 an hour. That's the bottom line. The wages are very low, and it's hard to recruit and retain staff. Mm-hmm. And so there's a constant turnover.
Yeah, because there's currently 17 associates. So
17 telehealth associates.
Yeah, yeah, and about 152,000 people on the wait list for a doctor.
Correct.
So, yeah, that, those numbers don't really.
And I mean, we're a province of 1 million people. Our population continues to grow. We're having new people move to our province. We're having new immigrants, refugees. They're calling. A lot of people, have had doctors in the past who don't have a doctor now. So they're calling. They have a lot of anxiety. So the telehealth people work through, listen to what their concerns are, and then directs them to the appropriate place.
I know the 311 workers received a raise of a more, living wage. Why are 811 workers not receiving this fair compensation?
Well, there's two employers. The 311 service that the HRM operates, they're paid $26.90 an hour. So our telehealth folks are at $18.44 an hour. So it's a big, big difference. So the NSGU has been calling to have the members' current contract, which doesn't expire until October 24th, to be reopened to address their low wages.
What's been the outcome of that, of asking for this contract to be reopened? Have you heard back from the government or?
I mean, they're just, if we want to recruit and retain people there, then we're simply going to have to pay them more than what they're getting paid now. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was the expectation with releasing this video?
So the videos are our members speaking about their concerns and their issues, and it's to bring awareness to the public what our workers are facing day in and day out as they take the phone calls from across Nova Scotia.
And I know in the video they were mentioning that, a lot of the calls are distressing, and that's kind of adding to this high turnover in telehealth workers.
No question about it. The calls are gut-wrenching. The working conditions are not ideal. Some of our folks are working 24 hours a day on very, very low wages. And when a better opportunity comes up, they're out the door as fast as they can go to a better pay somewhere else. And that's a problem because these are highly skilled workers. They're a very important part of the healthcare team overall. And we need to attract and retain our workers there.